time for high school basketball right here on FullCoveredRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We are here at Fort Site Fieldhouse for the boys' home opener, and it's going to be the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats, I believe. They call them Jeff Cats most of the time. I'm joined here by Coach Brian Patch, who's just fresh from a hard-fought victory for the girls this afternoon at Wapakoneta. How are we doing today, Coach? Oops, I need to turn you on. Let's try it now.
That might be better if you don't.
Yes,
I'm doing well. Got home, got something to eat real quick, a little quick shower, and up here, so.
Yep. I didn't get the shower part. I got a quick little bit to eat and up here set stuff up. So
I had to work too hard today, Neil.
Yes, you did.
You wouldn't have been around me otherwise.
Well, you were working it pretty good. It was a pretty good one. So do you know much about the boys, how they're doing this year? I know you've been focusing mostly on the girls, but have you?
Not Jefferson, I haven't. I know a few of their coaches from when I was with the boys and had coached against and have just known over the years. And they're good guys, and I don't really know much about their team. I was fortunate enough to watch us play at a home scrimmage. JV wasn't playing, but the varsity was, and I was really impressed with the varsity kids. Just talking with Coach Bayshore a lot. He and I, converse back and forth quite a bit through texts and calls. And, I know he's really excited about this group starting off the year and looking forward to getting going. And, talking with Coach Overton this morning before we left, we were in here waiting on our bus and had a chance to speak with him a little bit. And I know he's really excited about this team and the group of kids he has. And looking for an exciting start to the 2018-19 season here.
I know there's a lot of anticipation. We have our leading scorer back, and a pretty good bunch of outstanding, I'd say, sophomores that showed some of their potential last year. That just has to keep showing more and more. So it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in a minute and be back with the start of the basketball game. Be back in just a moment. Having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
See, that thing, I don't know the kids. Yep. There's side love.
Okay, we are back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Just a couple minutes till introduction of the players, I guess it would be. I was going to say tip off, but we won't be tipping off till we get the players introduced. But here with Coach Brian Patch. First boys game of the season. Let's just, you want to talk a little bit about the girls game this afternoon and or the other games of the other game of the season?
Sure. First off, we had our home opener. It would have been on Thursday this past week, and we played Crestview Lady Knights here, and came out on the short end a little bit. Didn't play as well we wanted to. First game jitters. Hopefully it was kind of maybe some of that, but came back today and played at Walpock. Played a lot better. I was happy with our performance today. Did a lot more things offensively, defensively, a little more aggressive. I thought we played harder, played a little smarter, and came away with the victory. So.
Yep, and I thought shot a little better too. The not great yet, but much better than they did on Thursday. Thursday, it seemed like every shot was right at the basket and either just a little long or a little short. They're dialing it in a little better. They were better this afternoon. I hope they just keep on getting better, because there's some girls out there that I know that can really make some shots. And Val didn't seem to make very many. She had maybe 5 points or something. But, you know, she played really well. Those shots, you know, we know anybody that's seen her play know those shots are going to be going pretty soon. So when she starts, when those shots start going in, look out. It's like they're getting ready for introductions. It looks like for Delphus Jefferson, it's going to be Logan Hubert, a 6'1 junior. Logan Heron, a 6'1 junior also. Damon Wiltsey, a 5'9 guard, and he's a sophomore. Logan Gallmeyer, he's 5'10, sophomore. And Jacob Simmons, 5'8 freshman. And the JV coach is Mark Jettinghoff. That's a familiar, Jettinghoff's a familiar name. From up that direction?
Yeah, I actually coached his son Austin a couple of years at AAU and know him really well, and shook his hand when he came in. He's a super nice guy, does a great job as a coach, so I know, you know, he'll do the best he can with those kids.
Yep, I know a few people from up at Delphus, and they, well, the entire coaching staff, actually, they just think the world of them. They're just...
Well, a lot of those guys are Delphus guys, and so they have, you know, homegrown guys coming back and getting to the program, and that's always the one thing that's always nice when, you know, guys that went through the program and gave everything they had can come back and help out and give back to their school and their community. So.
Yeah, that's that helps a lot, and, you know, when you understand the culture, and probably the first your first year or two here, you didn't, but...
I studied like crazy. I did my homework as best I possibly could.
And you are really good at it now. You know exactly what the school's about, the town's about. So looks like getting the Indians introduced. Riley Will.
Yeah, Riley Will, sophomore. He actually didn't play this past year. He was a freshman. He came back out. Very athletic kid. I was fortunate enough to coach his sister, Whitney, who's at St. Francis. And so, very good athlete. I know that for sure when he played at the younger ages. And then you got three juniors going along with Riley. And you got Riley Dilworth.
Yeah.
Number 14. You got number 15, Owen Shane. And then you got number 23, Ian Holman. And then big sophomore in the middle, Brian Benn. So that rounds out the starting five for the Indians.
Yep. So we're getting ready for the tip off here, and should be a good start for the Indians. I think this should be a very good game. I believe that I saw that Delphus Jefferson might have played last night.
Yeah, they usually always play the game before us, and so we were always kind of fortunate enough to kind of watch them play. That's how it's always kind of been. And although this year, I guess it worked out because of the football game, though, right?
Yeah.
That worked out. So normally we would have been opening up with someone else on Friday. I think St. Mary's.
Yeah, St. Mary's is who we were supposed to be playing. So. And they just finished football, so tipped, and Brian Benn gets it to Ian Homan. Riley Dilworth brings it up, puts it to the right side to Owen Shane. Riley Will at the top of the key over to Riley Dilworth in the left corner. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for. Ian Holman ends up with it, tries to get it to Riley Dilworth, who was cutting to the corner. So ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Delphus Jefferson ball. 12, Logan Heron will have it, get it to Logan Gallmeyer. And I think they might have more Logans on this team than we had Owens on our football team. So
I saw that, and Hunters, it looks like. Hunters, yeah. And Logans are abundant in Delphus right now.
So out of bounds, and Delphus will be taking it out. It'll be Jacob Simmons getting it in to Damon Wiltsey, who gets it to, we'll just use their last names, Heron. Over to Hubert.
Nice little jump stop.
Puts it up.
Yeah, he has a little more athleticism on Brian Benn and took him to the hole and got by him for a little jump shot. Now on this end, we need to be able to feed the big fella inside because he does have a size advantage.
Yes, and probably strength.
Oh, absolutely. Not too many kids stronger than him.
Yep, and another errant pass. Delphus has it, brings it down. Owen Shane knocks it loose, and Indians, after a little bit of a scrum, come up with it. Riley Dilworth brings it down quickly to Brian Benn. Foul line, jump shot up, no good. And
Owen Shane, with the foul.
Owen Shane will be called for the foul. That'll be his first, team's second. And Heron brings it down, gets it to Simmons. Simmons back to Heron. He drives the lane right side, up and in. Delphus leads 4-0. Owen Shane gets it into Riley Dilworth, who will bring it up court.
Coach O calls out a set here. See, trying to get Ian Holman coming off of a double screen on the baseline. Catches it. Looking inside for Brian Benn. Got a great ball reversal for Owen Shane, yep. And up and in for Brian Benn. Nice all pass, right. Owen. A great seal up and finish, Brian.
Really nice one. Good play. And so it's now 4-2. 5:02 left here in quarter number one. It'll be Simmons getting it out to what's the number?
14
was Logan Hubert.
Hubert. Great pull-up jump shot. Yep. Right now, they got a great advantage on that because they're going to five out on offense and basically making Brian Benn come out on the floor and try to guard him. And this kid looks like a pretty good player, and the Hubert kid does. And he's getting by him to the basket here with some ease.
Ian Holman gets it to
Raleigh.
Shane. Shane gets it into Riley, who does not make the basket. Looks like there might have been a little contact, but... So on the trip down court, knocked out of bounds, and it'll be the Delphus Jefferson ball.
Couple subs here for the Indians. We got Kobe Wendell in and Russell Gell coming in to replace Riley Will and Owen Shane.
All right. And Dolman gets it to Simmons in the right corner. He goes down into the...
And so you can tell right now Delphus' game plan is make Brian Benn try to play defense on the perimeter because every time, whoever he's guarding outside, they're trying to go by him every single time. So
he went into
Big
Bell's
got two fouls on him. So.
Yep. So he's out for now.
Jefferson's pretty patient here, working the ball around the key, and a lot of drives and a lot of cuts right here as a five-man offense is what they're trying to run. Shot up and miss, and Dylan Evers, who checked into the last dead ball, has got a rebound for himself.
And Kobe with a shot.
Wide open.
The ball.
Good ball reversal.
He was wide open.
Usually you don't like guys to catch a shoot right away when they first check in.
Yep.
But Kobe found himself so wide open, you couldn't resist.
He wasn't in there to dribble the ball around. He's in there, although he can.
Shooter's got to shoot.
He's supposed to shoot, and that's exactly what happened. So I think we've got a 30-second timeout here. We'll just stay here for
a
minute.
We're on a 5-0 run right here, Neil. They jumped up us on a quick 6-0, and then now we've responded with five quick points. And Coach Jenninghoff's not real happy about his defense and not communicating with matchups, and that's kind of how we got open. We pushed the ball in transition, quick reversal back to our trail man, and that's usually a great looking spot to get a three is in transition. Push ahead, hit your trail guy coming from behind, because usually that allows the defense to suck down in the paint when you push the ball ahead and hit in the corner, and then you swing it back and that guy hits the three like Kobe did, and now we're picking him up with a little full court pressure. So
Logan Gallmeyer gets it into Logan Heron. Heron will bring it up left side. Ooh. He's guarded by Riley Will. Looks like he might have dragged his foot. No call. Knocked away and grabbed by Damon Wiltsy. Wiltsy in the corner to Simmons. Simmons drives to the lane, pulls back out to Hubert. Hubert inside.
That kid's pretty smooth though, Neil.
Yep.
I like his game.
But he misses. Riley Will with a 15-footer from the right side. No good. And Wiltsy picks up the rebound to Simmons in the right corner. Drives down toward the lane again. Kicks back out to Hubert. Hubert quickly to Wiltsy going in. Right-hand layup off the glass and no good. Ian Holman with the rebound to Riley Will. To Kobe. Ian Holman, left wing.
Good hit.
Deadly.
Good pass by Kobe Wendell on that one.
That was great.
Hit Ian, and Ian is another good shooter.
Yes, he is.
Able to knock that down with a little 1-2 step into it.
Yep. So Heron bringing it up for Jefferson. Goes inside to Hubert. Misses, gets his rebound, and back up and in. We're tied at 8.
The kid's very active. Like I said, I think he's got 6 of their 8 points right now.
Yep.
And can finish around the rim.
Yep.
And very active on the glass and can get by people. So nice little player for them.
Yep, a little under 2.5 to go here. And Ian Holman into Dylan Evers. He goes up, and nice move, strength move.
Good finish by Dylan.
By 2.
You know, if you've seen, remember
yep.
Dylan from last year, you know,
yep.
he's lost a lot of weight and got
yep.
himself in shape and looks
yep.
really good and very active, and that's a good move for
yep.
that young fella right there.
Yep, I think he might have lost his baby fat.
Yep.
Simmons with a jumper from the, looks like a 3-pointer, yes, from top of the key. Riley Dilworth into Kobe. Kobe will dribble up across center court. He'll be guarded by Heron.
Loose the control over to Dilworth, and Dilworth, or Russell
Gale
dribbles
yeah.
in there and shoots a nice little pull-up jumper, but just short on it. Good trap over here by
Wiltsy.
The Indians with Russell and
yep.
and Riley Dilworth. We get a steal.
So Riley brings it across center court. He's guarded by Simmons. He gets it over in the corner to Ian Holman. Move inside, right on the right-hand side. Puts
good,
it up and
good
in.
Strong and finish there by
yes.
driving. Not just being a shooter, but looking to be a scorer.
Yep,
so
that was.
Good for the junior
right
really there.
Good. And
we get a,
Russell the Hustle Gale gives him a little bit of problem trying to get the ball up court.
A little defensive spark, putting some pressure on him, creates
yep.
a turnover. We have Derek Lochtefeld checking in, Kobe Wendell on the floor, Russell Gale, Dylan Evers, and Riley Will checking out there. So we have a new 5 Indians out there, all sophomores on the floor.
Yep, and a 1:05 to go here in the first quarter.
12-11 Indians got the lead. Good drive by Riley Will. Just left it short on the rim.
Yep, that was a nice move. And Simmons down in the corner, then back to Simmons. Russell Gaya with a rebound, Riley Will, to Dylan Evers. He's out on the right wing. He gets it to the top of the key to Kobe, out on the volleyball line.
40 seconds here, and the Indians are trying to be patient.
Yep, to Lochtefeld, cutting across.
Good foul.
Fouled. Foul on number 20, that'd be Julian Grant.
34 seconds on the clock. Indians up one here, 12-11.
It's his first team foul for Delphus.
Pretty well played first quarter right here for the first game of the
yep.
year for the Indians.
Yes,
and
looking
Jefferson
pretty
as well
good.
For their second.
Kobe dribbling, gets it to Riley Will. Move on the left side. Strong move, doesn't go. He ends up with the rebound. And to Kobe, top of the key, 3. Up and in, 15-11 Indians, 5 seconds to play here. Delphus bringing it down.
Oh, good defense, Russell Gale.
Cullen Bailey trying to get it, and Russell Gale, Russell the Hustle, gets it, and that is the end of the first quarter. Indians lead 15-11. We'll be back in just a minute.
For 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, start of the second quarter, Indians with a little bit of a flurry toward the end, hold a 15-11 lead going into quarter number two. Delphus Jefferson will get the ball to start off.
And for the Indians, we have Ryan Post and Regan Martin checking in. I think they're probably going to split some time between varsity and JV, sophomores, and that sophomore class is really deep for the Indians, so I think they're trying to probably try to get them some time on the JV a little bit, make sure they get some shots up and do some things like that.
Delphus throws the ball away. Indians retrieve it. Goes inside to Ben. Misses. Rebound. And puts it back in.
Good look by Regan Martin to get the ball inside to Brian Ben. Good finish and stay with it. Jefferson quickly down the floor. Being guarded over here up top by Regan Martin. Swinging around to the other side. Come up to a double screen. They have a player out there.
Colin Bailey.
Is that who it is? We don't have a number for him.
One of our problems is in the program, they don't have their numbers in numerical order. They just have them random.
Well, and a couple of the kids aren't even listed in there.
Yeah, so it's a little tough. So I believe this is, they might be on the varsity roster too, but.
Ooh, good back cut, looking for it, but passer was looking for it, and the cutter wasn't, so you get a turnover from Jefferson. Now Indians ball.
Hebert tried to get it into Simpson, cutting toward the basket, and didn't happen. Ryan Post brings it up, gets across the center court. And gets it to Regan Martin on the right wing. Over to Dylan Evers on the right, on the left wing. Three-pointer, no good, gets his own rebound, hustling after the shot. Ball to Brian Benn, little 12-footer. Turn around, and Indians lead 19-11. 5.5 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Grant gets it to Simmons. He's out around the top of the key. Down in the corner to Grant. Up top to Gallmeyer. Then to Hubert. He little jumper just inside the foul line. Misses. And Ryan Post bringing it up court for the Indians. Regan Martin move into the lane. Nice move underneath. We'll pause and fake. And 21-11. Indians now 6 points to open up the third or second quarter.
Still,
and Regan Martin with a steal up and in.
Indians are very athletic, and they can get down pressure, and that's what Coach O is doing with those kids, throwing them out there and letting them play hard and taking advantage of the opportunities.
And another takeaway by the Indians. Tried to go underneath. Quickly ahead to Regan Martin, and another one. He's got three baskets in less than a minute, I'd say. 4:36.
And that was set up by Ryan Post. Got a great steal.
Yes.
Dribbled down the floor, drew the defender, and kicked it to Regan running the lanes. And great two-man basketball and a finish.
Yep. Let's take a quick break. Be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. 4:36 left in the second quarter. Indians just went on a 10-point run in 2.5 minutes. And now lead 25-11. It was 15-11 into the first quarter and came out strong. Just hustle, and it's just been a pretty nice start to the second quarter.
It is, pushing that lead up. Ooh, get the ball in bounds. The Indians aren't matched up. Dribble in, got a foul.
Yep, so,
is that on Brian Bennett? So I think that's his third, maybe. Oh, they only got one up on the scoreboard.
It's only his second. I had him. I think one of those might have been on Owen Shane earlier.
And we know that is correct because expertise down there is Gary Saltbein. I see
yes.
He's back, made an appearance here, and always loved having Gary around when Barb was the AD. I saw him last night, actually, El Camino at the Parade of Lights, and County went to that, Neil, and that was fun. And saw Gary and Barb there and talked to him. Always loved being around those guys.
Yes.
Great to have him back. Also, Connor Rammel's back tonight, too, because Rammel's, I think, Christmas party or family or something like that before he takes off. And so Connor's filling in for him. And nice to have Connor back, too. Does a great job.
Heron makes one of two foul shots. So it's 15-12.
Carson Rammel checked in at that last break and had a wide open three and took it just off the back of the rim.
And that's a scrum for the rebound. It's Dolphus bringing the ball up. Colin Bailey, number 10, gets it to Logan Heron.
Goes in for
the shot.
Great job. Brian Bennett, good charge.
Yep, he stood his ground, and they called it correctly. He did go into him. Sometimes the bigger guy gets the call against him.
The other thing is I know Coach Jett over here is a little upset because he thought he was under the basket, you know, in the college and NBA game. You have that circle that's drawn in there at half circle, and you got to be outside of that. And Brian was a little low, but, definitely was there in time. And so, I know Coach was a little upset by that. It's just one of those kind of 50-50 calls that just didn't go his way. So.
Yep.
Kenny Judy also checks in, gets the bucket, score. Nice drop set by Kenny. Great pass by Ryan Post. And for those that know, Kenny Judy has not played basketball, I don't know, maybe 7th or 8th grade, if that. For a sophomore, great-looking athlete.
He's strong and he's athletic. And that's going to help.
A little raw, but great body, great tools to work with. You can work with that and getting some experience. So.
Yeah, and he may be one of those that really blooms, or he may be a great role player, but he will be a great teammate.
Offensive rebound right there for Kenny. Lost it off, was trying to dribble, put the ball on the floor, lost it. But Regan Martin picked up a foul as he was riding kind of the defensive offensive player all the way down. Just couldn't quite get out in front of him and get him turned, but
Bailey.
You're okay with that foul.
Yes. That's you're hustling.
Right.
Aggressive.
Yep.
I can handle that.
27-14 here with 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the first half.
Ballmeyer gets it in to Grant. Grant to Wiltsey. Wiltsey to Heron in the corner, no good. And Owen Shane bringing it up quickly to Regan Martin on the right wing. Shot up.
He does well.
Oh, not quite in. Ryan Post with the rebound. He goes, makes a move toward the basket.
I love that kid.
Fallback jumper.
That's kind of the old man wreck move right there.
That was awesome.
A little fadeaway jumper.
Yep, made that move toward the basket. The defender leaned back and pulled it. Just jumped right up and put it in. And Heron tries to get it to Waltzey in the corner and throws it away. 29-14. Indians, we've played, was that 4.5 minutes, and the Indians have scored 14 points. That we are very offensively minded right now.
Well, we're in a good flow. We're getting a lot of great ball movement.
Yep.
Looks like Jefferson switched to a 2-3 zone to try to maybe keep us out of the paint, because that's one thing we were doing a great job of. They do get a turnover, so defensive change works. We were in a good flow on offense, and so they were trying to break up our rhythm right there. Reach in foul by Kenny Judy. Good call. Taking it out here on the side, and I think Coach O wants a 30-second timeout.
Yep.
So, Neil, I assume we're going to stay here with 30 seconds.
Okay, sure.
What do you think of the Buckeyes game tonight? I see Mrs. Jill Walters over there with her Buckeye gear on.
Yeah, there's a lot of Buckeye people wearing their things, and it's going to be Well, the Buckeyes are favored, and they need to win to have any chance to get into the football playoffs.
Oklahoma won, though, today, so they have to win almost they did, a couple years ago, convincingly.
Yep.
And I don't, you know, at this point, don't know if how convincing that has to be for them to get in. But
as I was leaving the basketball game this afternoon, a young man from from Wapakoneta just said, I heard on, I can't remember which one of the gurus said they're going to have to win by 21 to have any chance of getting in the playoffs. So it might have to be more than that since Oklahoma won. So I guess we'll see. Dolphus has the ball, number 14, Logan Hubert, up and in. So 29-16 with a little over 2 minutes to go.
That young man has 10 of their 16 points. He's a nice player for him, a junior, 6'1" junior for him. So
Ryan Post has it left wing to Rammel at the top of the key to Kobe on the right wing. Kenny inside to Riley. Back over to Kobe in the corner to Connor.
Swinging it around.
They're going way too fast. I can't keep up.
And great Kenny, ball movement, though. And yeah, it was. Swung it around all the way from one side to the other. Got the ball inside. Kenny Judy right now is padding some stats.
He is padding his rebound stats. He might be one of the Ben boys. That's what they were noted for.
And he finishes inside. Had a couple offensive rebounds of his own misses.
But big old grin effort on his face, too.
Great effort by Kenny inside.
That was a great effort. He was relentless. He was not going to let anybody have that rebound but him.
So Ian Holman, Regan Martin check in for Carson Rammel, and I think Ryan Post.
I'd say he's having fun.
So we got Regan out there, Kobe out there, Riley Dilworth, Ian Holman, and Kenny Judy. Kenny Judy just gets a nice block. And they recover the ball and pick it up. And I think the Bailey kid gets fouled on his second chance effort there. And Coach O was wanting to charge. And Kenyon did not get it, unfortunately. So 31-16, Indians with 1:15 to go on the clock in the first half here. Good start for the Indians, Neil.
Yep, very good.
Free throws up and good for Bailey.
That was Gallmeyer.
Oh, is that who it was?
Yep. And second one up and in. 31-18, 13-point lead for the Indians. So Kobe brings it across, gets it to Regan on the left wing, back to Kobe on the right wing, to Kenny Judy, Regan Martin in the left corner.
Great ball movement now by the Indians.
Yep.
Jefferson switched to a zone here, 31-18, under a minute to go. And the Indians are running a little 1-3-1 offense. High post, short corner, some cutters through, 3 guards on the perimeter. Ian Holman up for 3. Great ball movement. Yep. Ian, a great looking 3, 34-18 Indians.
That's his shot. And I'm glad that he started off the year hot. So it's Heron bringing the ball down to Gallmeyer. Back to Hubert.
Great little back screen, almost like a Wisconsin type offense, a swing offense, set some back screens, and then they come off of a double screen up top, and Indians got caught off the back screen, and Dahlmeyer shooting some more free throws.
And I didn't see who that foul was on.
I think Kobe. Kobe got caught on the back screen, so I assume he got caught back with the foul. So.
Yep.
His teammate didn't quite talk to him and let him know it was coming, and didn't jump to the ball, got caught on back screen, tried to catch up, and got the foul on the block. So both free throws are up and good, 34-19.
Means 15-point lead, 23 seconds. Kobe brings it across.
Looks like we're going for one shot here.
Guarded by Heron. Yeah, sure they'll work it around.
Regan's up top.
Yep.
Probin. 6 seconds and throw the ball deflected out of bounds. 4.3 seconds on the clock.
Tried to get it over to Kobe, and it was.
That's one of those you've got to penetrate the gap a little bit more and draw Kobe's defender, and then now he opens up Kobe a little bit better for an outside shot there.
So Riley will key it in to Judy. Or is that Ian? That's Ian Holman.
Step back three.
And off the backboard and not in, but the Indians.
Good start.
It's a great start for the Indians. Halftime, it is 34-19, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
There. Gotcha. We're back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse and joined here by Owen Mormon from the one of the many Owens on our football team. he's going to be doing some indoor track this year. And you say there's a meet when?
Tomorrow morning.
That's Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So where's this going to be?
This is at Tiffin.
So you're about going to have to leave right after the game to get there.
I think we're leaving tomorrow at 9.
So what events are you in there?
Just for the first meet, I did the 200 and 4x2.
So the 200 sprint?
Yep, 200 open.
4x2, so you're the 200 guy.
Yep.
So... Now. That's what you did for the Fort Recovery track, right?
Yeah.
It was a 4x2.
The 400 and 4x4 mostly for outdoor.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But for indoor, I'm not sure how the track is yet because it's indoor, it's only 200 meters, so it's got kind of a grade to it.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of want to get a feel for that before I try it open four.
Well, that'll be pretty good. And
fun.
So I'm guessing there's a couple other guys from Fort Recovery doing the indoor track this year?
Yep. We got Robbie and Riley, Jacob, Drew, and then Megan Abels.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. So is this any kind of a team type thing where you get points similar to the high school stuff, or is it how do they, is it just your team wins the event and so your team wins the event? It's not like Fort Recovery or a club that's in this area or anything?
Yeah, I think it's mostly just individual just because of it's just if you win your event, then you win your event. And like if you win the 4x2, then you just win the 4x2. But I don't think that it goes towards any team points.
Is it more or less mostly just keeping in good shape and learning some new techniques for the spring?
Yep. So. Just because I knew that my starts weren't the greatest, and I start the 4x4, so I wanted to kind of work on that and getting out the blocks.
So you're the number one on the 4x4.
Correct.
Yep.
I'm opening legs.
So, are you allowed to tell us any of the secrets for getting off of the blocks pretty quick?
I mean,
or are there any?
It's kind of hard to explain without showing.
Yep.
But just kind of using your arms to get out of the blocks. You want to your arms work with your legs. So if you got a real good reach out of the blocks, then you move your legs, and the further you move your legs, then the faster distance you cover, obviously.
So how much time have you spent on working just the technique of trying to get out of there, out of the block?
we...
I mean, because most people think, you know, on that you just go run. There's not much technique to running. You just run, you know, without people not knowing, you just go run, try to be fast and work at it. But, you know, there's a lot of technique to the starting, and especially at the 4x4 with, you know, the baton, passing that off and all that kind of stuff. So
with the technique of starting, it's a lot more complicated than you think. There's a certain amount of steps you got to set your blocks up for. There's notches on the blocks where you can raise all the way up to be, like, vertical, or you can have it completely flat. So it's a personal preference there. But I personally like mine, like, starting straight up off a wall, because it gives me more of a spring action. It leads it, like, it makes me jump forward out of the blocks, so I get more of a jump start instead of a straight out start. And if you're trying to talk about strategy in 400, it's like you got to get out of the box real hard, and then you kind of want to settle into a nice fast pace with long strides, because that way you don't completely tire your body out. And then that last 100, it is so grueling, but it's everything in that race.
Well, you lost me at fast, but
well, you've seen fast.
Yeah, I've seen fast. I've seen him run, and he's a great kid, and you know, had him in junior high and absolutely loved him as a kid and as a work ethic. And
was he pretty decent student?
Oh, great student. Great student.
That's not surprising.
Works hard and he's a great kid. You can have a conversation with him, and you know, very happy that he's doing well and finds something he loves and loves doing it. So it's great to hear that he's working hard at it and having some success.
Yeah, thank you. That is great. Let's take a quick break again. We'll be back in just a minute and talk maybe a little bit more with Owen here.
Everything is going just great, then. Or,
you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. A couple minutes left before the start of the third quarter. Indians lead 34-19. First quarter, Indians were up 15-11, and they outscored Dolphus 19-8 in that second quarter. Owen, you saw the second quarter, right?
Yes.
So what'd you think?
It was impressive how quick we put up those points.
Yes.
I saw Regan Martin come back for three layups, and that was put up 6 points for us real quick. And that was impressive.
Yep, and all the guys were hustling. It was an impressive quarter. I'm glad you got to see that. That was one. The first quarter wasn't bad. 15 points in the JV game is not too bad. And then to turn around and get 19, and then hold the opponents to just 8 points. So, Coach Patch, what are you thinking we're going to do here in the second half? Are we going to try to keep that pace?
Well, I think just with the amount of kids, I think there's like 14 kids out here on the JV roster. So I think with that amount of kids, I think you know, they want to get out and continue the pressure and run. You don't have to worry about foul trouble, even though Brian Benn has two. And Kobe has two. But, you know, you don't have to worry about foul trouble. You want to get out and pressure hard and play hard. You know, as players, you want them to take advantage of their opportunities for the minutes they're going to get. You know, you're probably not going to play real long stretches of time. So play really hard while you're in there. Do all the things we want you to do the way we want you to play, but just play hard and get everything you got, and then the next guy can come in and you don't really lose anything that way then. So no need to pace yourself. Just bust it and play as hard as you can, which that group of kids do. And so, you know, just be them. You know, Coach O's first game of the year, just trying to get better, especially at the junior varsity level. Always looking for progress and improvement. And, you know, I'm sure Jeff's probably going to try to continue to push up some things defensively, because I thought our athleticism, quickness,
You know, you can tell, definitely you can see those kids have been in the weight room with Coach Locke, and, you know, and can contest to that how much that's probably helped him out as an athlete. And so, you know, just continue being athletic and doing what you do.
Yep, and Indians, you know, I thought they looked pretty good and played well, played hard, and so now we're getting ready going here in the second half, and Ryan Post over to Ian Homan in the right corner, three-pointer up and good. I think he's 3 for 4, I believe, so that's a really good start for Ian for the year. He has been a little streaky, and for Jefferson, they get it down into the right corner, and it's Wiltsy, and it's 37-22, and Riley Will drives into the lane, up and in. So half a minute's gone, 6 points scored already between the two teams. Not too many people slowing down here. Simmons over to Wiltsy in the left corner. Simmons at the top of the key. He'll dribble down to the left. Kicks it back out to Heron. Heron gets it to Wiltsy on the right wing. Back to Simmons at the top of the key. He'll put up a three off the rim. Riley Will with the rebound. He'll bring it up. Gets it in the corner to Brian Binn. Brian makes a nice move toward the basket. Up and in. 40-22.
Good footwork, too,
that
for Brian.
Very nice. It was a nice, smooth move. So it's Wiltsy over in the right wing. Tries to get it to Simmons. Can't. Gets it to Heron at the top of the key. He will dribble down to the right side. Tries to get it to Wiltsy. Riley Will steps in front of it. Brings it down court. And he goes up and in. Nice move for Riley Will. That's 4 points for him, I believe. And he's right in Wiltsy's face. And number 20, Julian Grant, sneaks between Brian Binn and the basket. Brian gets a little foul on him from the side.
I don't think Brian knew the ball was coming up from the baseline side. He had lost track of the ball.
And, yep.
I think Riley Will came over to help on the penetration and dumped it to... ball got dumped to Riley's man, and Brian didn't see it, picked up a foul.
So Dylan will come in for him for this third foul. But he's, you know, I'd rather he play like he is with three fouls in and play and getting three fouls than backing way off and being ineffective. So,
32nd timeout here by Jefferson.
So,
19-point lead here for the Indians.
Yeah, what are you thinking for this?
I like the Indians right now, and their offense looks good. And, you know, Ian's shooting it well for him right now. Kobe's shooting it well for him. A lot of guys are playing with confidence, and that's great to see early on in the first game of the year. And I say they just got a lot of depth, a lot of weapons right now. And, you know, it really doesn't matter. It looks like who Coach O throws in there. Guys are making plays, and that's what you want to see for your team. So,
and what are you thinking? It's fun to watch those guys, isn't it?
It is. And I like watching big guys play.
Yes.
I like watching them use their height to their advantage and just – like Kenny Gidey in the second quarter, he just got, five rebounds?
Yeah.
He was able to put the point back up?
And yep.
I knew there was a reason why I liked this kid. Smart young man. Well, plus two for Owen. A lot of these kids are his classmates. And
yes,
so,
true. Yes.
You know, I'm sure it's fun watching your classmates, especially when you battle with them out on the football field. And,
oh, yeah.
You hang out with them a lot, and so it's just fun to watch them play.
It is.
So Indians have it. Ryan Post over to Riley Will on the right wing. Regan Martin. Ryan Post on the left wing. Dribbles in. Kicks it back out to Ian Homan. Another three for Ian.
That's four, I believe, for him.
I believe
right?
That is 4 for 5.
Great drive and kick by Postie.
Yep.
A little hand check right there by Dylan. That's great. And that's the great thing about penetration. When you can get to the basket, one, you're going to get a shot for yourself, or you're going to create a great shot, either thump off to the post or kick out three for your teammate, and that's what the Indians are getting right now.
Yep. So Wiltsy has it out at the top of the key, gets it to Heron on the right wing. Back to Wiltsy at the top of the key. Three, yep. There for three, so 46-27. Ryan Post brings it up to Dylan Evers at the foul line. A little jumper right in the hole. What I like is not one of these kids looks like they are saying, you have to give me the ball, I'm the star. Every kid is getting it to whoever's open, and they're putting it in the hole. They have a lot of confidence in each other, and it's really working well. Wiltsie with a shot from the right corner. No good. Ryan Post quickly ahead to Regan Martin. Drive to the basket. Bounces around. No good. Fight for the rebound. Riley Will ends up with it. And out to Ryan Post on the right wing to Dylan Evers. Same shot he had last time. Doesn't go this time at the foul line.
And that's just what you were talking about, Neil. Ryan had a chance for a shot, and he mm-hmm. passed it to Dylan for a better shot.
Yep.
Just happened to miss it.
Yep.
Good offense.
That's great offense. And Simmons will drive to the lane. Tries to put up a...
Dylan had a great block up top. The bad thing is he just had a hand on the side and he got called for a foul on the push-off. So.
Yep, so a little bit of the body-ish, I guess you'd call it, but he had the block.
Seen that a few times today, too.
Yes, I think he did. So Simmons at the foul line. Makes the first one.
The front row over there, Neil, Cassidy Ramos back. I don't know if you follow much of her on social media, but she had a great, outstanding career. I think ended up third all the time at St. Francis in kills. And she's home for volleyball season's done. They made it to the tournament.
That is awesome.
Made it to the national tournament. So she had a great run for St. Francis as a volleyball player. Great career there. So.
That's good. I know she was great here. So and you know, just a really outstanding family.
It's great when the past players come back and watch the teams play. So
and. I don't know if she particularly did, but most of them are listening on Fort Recovery Radio whenever they can.
Great drive by Kobe Wendell right here.
Keeping track of them.
Yeah, they do. And then found Dylan inside, just happened to miss the shot. Great drive and kick by Dylan out to Ryan Post on the baseline. Comes up a little short. Drug his foot, doesn't get called. Great ball movement here by the Jefferson. Bailey up top, swings the ball. Got it in baseline here, trying to get the ball inside. Got it to Estelle inside, 6-3 post player. Essel inside, finishes it.
So Kobe gets the ball over to Russell Gale to Ryan Post, makes a move in the lane. Turn around, no good. Rebound Simmons for Duffus Jefferson. Bailey with the ball, looking to get it to Estel. Estel gets it back to Bailey on the left side. Simmons down in the right corner, dribbles across the lane. Stolen by Kobe Wendell, and he'll... Man, they called an offensive foul on Kobe. The guy kind of was running with him and lost his footing.
Kobe did give him a little shove.
Yeah, but he...
That's a pretty good stiff arm, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had it all not his fault. You guys are... The people who are listening can't see this.
I'm thinking Coach Niekamp's pretty happy with that stiff arm I just saw right there.
excuse me, Bailey flips it into
Kobe didn't get used that much to involve his kicking game.
No. He's practicing for next year.
That's right.
Some year when he'll be running the ball some.
Trying to show Coach what I can do right here.
Well, maybe he's showing him that if you need me to do that fake punt.
Yeah, I got it, Coach. Got you covered.
So a minute 40, Indians up 48-30, and it is Bailey tries to get the ball.
Coach Von Cardinalson on defense is not going with the inside hand and knock it down. If you go inside hand by Riley Dilworth there, you keep the ball in bounds. If you go down and lay it in, instead he went with his outside hand. When you do that, you tip it out of bounds.
Yep. So Dolphus has it out of bounds. Simmons at the top of the key.
Moving screen, yep.
Moving screen on Bailey. So the Indians will get the ball back. Be 48-30, minute 29 left
Coach Jenny Hoff's
in the third quarter
with that one. Not at the call, but at the player of just, you know, just telling him, hey, we told you not to screen the ball. Yep. He went and screened it anyway. So.
Yep.
Well, you always listen to your coaches, kids. Traveling call right there, I think, by Regan Martin up top. Shuffled his feet. Jefferson's taking it out with a minute 20 on the clock. Indians have an 18-point lead, 48-30. Five team fouls for the Indians. One to Jefferson right here. We'll run a jump action with Toby Wendell coming up. Stepping across, and they got him called. Great pressure by the Indians with Regan Martin and Toby Wendell.
Yep.
That was very well played.
Forced Simmons to kind of put a dribble right on that half-court line, that mid-court line. So Indians have it. Just over a minute to play here in quarter number three. And it'd be Russell Gale. Gets into Owen Shane. Back out to Riley Dilworth. Shot up and good. Very nice shot there. And be Bailey bringing it down for Delphus. Looking to get it to somebody. They're all covered. Regan Martin steals it. Goes in. Another easy layup for Regan.
I don't know if it was easy, but what?
Yeah.
He finished it and make it look easy, but yes, it really wasn't easy. Great body control and finish in there. A little run and jump. Kobe's coming again. Great trap. Looks. Oh, and Shane picks it off.
Our down the floor, defense is hurting them.
Yep. Oh, that's got to be goaltending.
Yep.
A little bit of a foul instead.
It was a slap on the backboard.
I think that's a goaltending call more than than a foul.
I think so too. But
Kobe goes up to lay it in, and the player comes from behind, one of those LeBron chase blocks, and smashes the backboard. And I don't know if it was a foul, but anyway, hopefully Kobe can get 2 points here.
Yep.
Nonetheless.
Ooh, first one off the front of the rim.
You still Cavs fan since LeBron left?
I've never really watched basketball.
No, I thought you were a Cavs fan.
No.
I'm not a professional sports fan for the most part.
Hey, we get nothing on the trip. Missed two free throws. Our ball out of bounds, but that goaltending call gets called. Now we get 2 points.
Hello. Yep.
10.3 seconds on the clock in the third quarter, up to 2:30. So we got this thing kind of in hand here.
Riley into Kobe. Kobe dribbles around, running some time. He'll drive into the lane, kick it out to Russell Gale, to Kobe, three-pointer. And that is up and in. And Indians take a 55-30 lead going into quarter number four. We'll be back in just a minute.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. JV game, first JV game of the year, first boys JV game. Indians looking really good right now, 55-30 with a big lead over Delphus Jefferson. After three, getting ready to start the fourth. Owen, what are you thinking about the way this has gone? Indians scored 21 points that quarter after getting 19 the quarter before.
They just keep up in the game. I mean, I was very impressed there by Russell Gale.
Yep. Russell with another steal. He is pure hustle.
Well, their defense is creating, kind of setting the tone and creating it. And, you know, this, it's creating tempo. It's creating pace. It's taking Jefferson out of what they want to do. And it's creating easy buckets. And here's another one about ready to come with a run and jump action.
inside quickly to Heron, and he goes up and in. 57-32. Nomi Kobe bringing the ball up for the Indians. He's out at the top of the key. Dribbles. Gets it to Ian Homan, over to Riley Dilworth in the right corner. Gets it out to Russell at the top. Kobe couldn't get his shot from the right key. Goes to top of the key. No good for the three-pointer. Rebound. Fought for Riley Dilworth and several of the Jeff Cats. So
25-point lead here in the Indians. They're still diving the loose balls. So that's good to see.
Yep. Ball quickly into Brian Benn. Shoot, miss, rebound, up.
That was one of those I don't think Jefferson was ready for it because that guy's standing around that matched up.
So he got fouled before the shot. And Kobe has it now in the left wing into Brian Benn. Gets it out to Riley Dilworth. Little 15-footer, no good. Brian Benn with the rebound, up and in. Nice move, nice play. I believe that's 10 points for Brian.
That's just been bigger and stronger.
Yes.
That's why Owen loves big boys.
I do.
likes to watch them assert their will.
I mean, he's a big kid, too. Like, he is so tall. I walk into the locker room, I got to look up to him. It's just like, geez, kid.
And then you got to look around him to try to see someone. Too,
don't you? Well, but if you want to hide from the coach, you can hide. You can just go stand behind him.
I could.
You are covered, that's for sure.
Ball was out of bounds on Dolphus, so the Indians are bringing it in. Lochtefeld into Kobe. Kobe dribbles down into the right corner. Errant pass.
Tried to get him on a little pick and roll and ISO'd inside.
Yeah.
Just mishandled it.
Ooh. Simmons makes a move inside.
I don't walk on that one. Got away with it.
Yep.
You let that go when you're up by 20-some, and the officials will probably not call that the game.
Yep. Especially with the Buckeyes game coming on in about an hour. Everybody wants to see if we can get out of here by 9.
DVR.
It's most of the... Yep. I've set mine this morning.
Got him inside, ISO. Nice pass.
Yes.
Rammel.
Nice pass.
And
Rammel fed him perfectly. Made that great move. There was no chance to stop him without tackling him.
Well, and the one thing, too, that the Indians are figuring out, and you know, most good teams do here, is if you want a great outside shot, throw the ball inside. Because, one, defenders' heads are going to turn and watch the ball, and then you can relocate and you'll get open. Or, two, they're going to double the post, especially with a hoss inside like Brian that can finish.
Yep.
And now it's going to open you up, and Brian does a great job of kicking it back out. So I'd throw him the ball every time if I want a shot.
So 61-34.
Don't get matched up.
That is
Simmons, I think. Nope, Gallmeyer. Indians don't get Gallmeyer matched up and lose him up on the wing. And three.
Rammel.
Carson Rammel.
Long three from the left wing. No good. And Kobe called for a foul.
Third or fourth? Fourth. Kobe got four.
Yep, four on Kobe, and that's too many. But our bench playing, is loaded, so that's okay.
Yeah, and he's playing hard, going for the hustle. Those are hustle plays, going for offensive rebounds.
Yes.
I can see that.
Yeah, those aren't dumb fouls that he's making. Some of the fouls we see are just so frustrating that they would be thinking of doing something like that. But so Kobe out at the top of the key to Carson Rammel in the right corner. No good. Russell Gale.
Great ball movement by the Indians all the way around the key, and Carson just did.
No, that wasn't Russell Gale. That was Lochtefeld, wasn't it?
Derek.
He went out and got that, flipped it behind his back. Dolphus guy caught it with his foot on the line. Carson again. No good. Ben with a rebound.
Carson's had three uncontested looks with no one even on him.
Yep.
He's missed all three. Great charge, Carson Rammel.
Yes. Carson Rammel won't miss those often.
I mean, my son's good friends with his younger brother, Cal, and I know they're up here shooting all the time, and Carson's up with them, and I know he can absolutely shoot the ball, so it's shocking that he's missed.
Yeah.
Three uncontested, unguarded, no one even close to him right now, shots, so...
even if it is still the first game of the season. But
because he's a good shooter, and yes, you know, he made a play, a little frustrated, he missed the shot, but went back and took a charge and made up for it. So good play by that young man.
Buckefeld on the left to Kobe down in the left corner. Tries to get it in to Judy. Taken away. It'll be Grant to Bailey. Bailey to Wiltsy. Back to Bailey. Dribbles around. Wiltsy on the right wing. Down to Gallmeyer in the left corner. Back up to Grant.
Little handshake by Carson.
Yeah. Just good hustling defense.
Well, you know, the rules are you can have one hand on him, but you can't have a hand on, take it off, and put the opposite hand on. If you do, then that's a hand strike.
I don't think I knew that.
And you can't have two on. So you can actually have one on. Mm-hmm. So, but you can't replace that, you know, with the right hand, take it off, put your left hand back on. Then that's a foul.
Is Seth and Derek Lochtefeld both in?
Riley Will with the rebound.
Shot up no good, and Riley has it.
Yep.
Number
in the back.
50 probably was some sort of frustration because he just kind of put his elbow and gave him a shove.
Right in the old spleen, that feels good.
Yeah.
Derek triggers it into his brother Seth. Got Kenny ISO'd in the post. We don't get it to him, but Riley Will driving kick to Derek. Nice little spin move there.
Nice move.
Nice move.
So Derek Lochtefeld, 2:51 left here in the fourth quarter. This should be regulation. I don't see any chance of going overtime on this one.
If we do, something big happens.
Yeah. So, got the Seth Lochtefeld, I believe, going to be foul, and that will put Gallmeyer at the line, I believe. No, Wiltsy, sorry.
63-37 Indians. Misses the 1-1. Big Kenny Judy with a rebound.
Impressive. Puts it back to Riley Will. Riley brings it down. Lochtefeld to Seth. Lochtefeld in the corner. Goes into Kenny Judy. Knocked away. And Derek Lochtefeld will take it out. Tried to get it to Carson, knocked away, and Kenny Judy comes up from his post and grabs it way out beyond the three-point line. Rammel to Lochtefeld, to Seth Lochtefeld in the corner, to Riley Will. Carson Rammel on the right wing. Derek Lochtefeld gets it to Kenny Judy, out around the foul line. And Carson Rammel, that shot up. Man, it just won't go, but it's a beautiful shot. So Wiltsy is bringing it down.
Getting them up.
Yep, Wiltsy's bringing it down for Delfos. And Riley Will just about got
read
another
it perfectly,
steal.
Just missed it.
Okay, so Estel makes a move toward the basket. He got undercut by, I believe, Carson.
I tried to slide over and take the charge.
Yeah.
Just didn't quite get there, and you got to give him room to land.
Yeah, he was late, and it wasn't, you know, he went down fairly hard, but that was not a dirty play. That was just a little bit too late to play. Shot up, no good. Kenny Judy with a nice rebound again. Gets it to Riley Will. He'll bring it up right side. And gets it to Carson on the left. He dribbles into the lane, tries to go up. Can't get the handle on it to get it up toward the basket, and goes out of bounds. So minute 30 left here in the contest. Indians with a comfortable 63-39 lead. And still putting some pretty good pressure on them, still hustling early in the season, and they want to do all the get their mechanics right.
And plus, you know, this is a group of kids that probably, you know, maybe not get as much playing time as some of the other kids, and so
right,
they're trying to earn some minutes, and so they want to play hard.
Yep.
Nice pass.
Carson was out around the left wing. Lochtefeld's moving toward the basket. Nice little alley-oop. Oh, ooh. That was good. Tell us what we did there, Owen.
Well, we put the shot up and Kenny just denied it.
Yes. Got a little bit of a foul and slowed it down, and Kenny went up and he looked like Charles Barkley or one of those guys on that one. He swatted that one.
Well, that wasn't on him, but
No, the foul wasn't on him.
Right. Yeah, right. But a great help side defense by Kenny.
Yes.
Do you even know who Charles Barkley is, Owen?
I do not.
You got to come up with something new. He's getting on who Barkley is.
I don't know who any of the rest of them are, the newer ones are either, but big old swatting. I'm not sure he did a lot of swatting, but he and Shaq, those guys.
I was like a DeAndre Ayton move right there, if you know who he is. Rookie right now. Rookie in the league right now. 65-40 Indians with 100 minutes to go here.
Carson Ramel, right corner.
Oh, Ventures went and sat the Jacks out up there. Yep. He didn't. Turned it down.
So he might be the only one that hadn't scored, maybe? Only one out there?
No.
Carson hadn't scored.
Yeah, Seth hasn't, and Carson.
But they're rooting for their teammate.
Good.
And the bench goes wild. Puts up a nice move off the glass. A little bit of a hook shot. So down underneath. That was Estill went up, and Kenny was right there with his hand, and the guy decided not to shoot it, came back down with the ball in his hand, never let it out of his hand, so traveling. So 10 seconds, we're going to dribble it out, maybe shoot a shot somewhere along the line, but Riley Willis.
You just hold the ball up top. You don't need to shoot it here.
Yep.
We don't.
Unless you throw a hook shot from the midcourt.
And then Kyrie gets mad if that happens, so I wouldn't do that.
Yep.
Indians with a good, though, 67-40 win for the first game on the year for the young season here. Indians look very good offensively, very active on defense, caused a lot of pressure. I think it's going to be a good year, Owen. You agree?
I agree.
Yep, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and kind of recap a little bit. You're ready for the varsity game. Back in just a minute.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
You go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace. Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
We are back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians boys JV team comes away with, I didn't write it down. I forgot what the final score was, about 25-point victory for the Indians. So they looked really good, a lot of hustle. You know, some fouls on a couple of guys, but it was all really hustling defense fouls for the most part. So no dumb fouls. It was all just pretty good. What's kind of your takeaway on the...
Well, watching them, I think they're going to have a good year. You know, a lot of young kids. You know, I know coaches are really high in the sophomore class, very athletic.
Yes.
Really deep. I mean, they have 14 kids out there. I think 11 of the 14, I think, are sophomores. And that's not including the couple of sophomores on varsity right here that didn't dress, with Clay Schmitz and Gavin Toby and Derek Judy. So, you know, really deep athletic class. And, you know, you throw in Ian Holman as a junior who can flat out shoot the ball.
Yes.
You got Riley Dilworth, who plays really hard and athletic, and Owen Shane as well. And so, you know, I think they're going to have a good year.
I think so, too.
You know, like I say, you can tell their athleticism showed up in this game. They're just way more athletic and skilled. And when you got kids who are more athletic and skilled, and then plus you got a bunch of them, that's usually a sign you're going to have a good year.
Yep. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the start of the Wing Street Market pregame show for the varsity back in just a little bit.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.